Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1729 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. About 3 weeks ago on Friday, before Mr. Burns went to New York on his last trip, Mr. Semmel Borstein, a lawyer, sent for my daughter Monteon to come to his office. He said he just wanted her to make the same statement to him she made on the stand at the trial of Leo M. Frank, that he did not hear the evidence then and had not heard it, and he wanted to hear her statement personally because he felt a great interest in the case and because he was a friend of the family. Mr. Edmondson thought he was a friend to us all. We consented just because of that friendship and asked Mr. Borstein if there would be anyone else there, and he gave me his word of honor that no one would be there except us. So I decided to let her go up there, and I went with her, and Mr. Edmondson went with us. It was about 12 o'clock noon when we left home, and we went right to his office, and there was no one in his office when we got there, not even Mr. Borstein himself. But he came in a few minutes later, and the first question he asked Monteon was if she had ever been to school any. Then he went on and asked her 1,000 questions, some of them relating to the case, and some of them didn't touch it. He asked all about the boarding house I was running and asked Monteon if she didn't go to the pencil factory that Saturday for some other purpose than just to get her money. We were in Mr. Borstein's private office, and we had been there for a long time, and I told Mr. Borstein I would have to go home, that it was time I was going home, and then Mr. Borstein asked us not to go then, to wait a while and to have an ice cream soda or something, and we talked on for a few minutes, and Mr. Edmondson spoke up and said I would have to go home, and that seemed to hurry Mr. Borstein, and he commenced asking questions just to hold us, and in a minute or so, in come Mr. Burns. I knew it was Mr. Burns because Mr. Borstein said, "Why, howdy, Mr. Burns." And I said, "Monteon, we will not be done this way. If that man wants to talk with you, he will have to talk with you at home." And I went out of the private office into the outer office and looked back for Monteon. And the lady stenographer had shut the door and told Monteon she would have to stay. And I told her she didn't have to stay, and I took hold of the lady stenographer, if she was a stenographer, and slapped her 215.